The year was 1955. Television was in glorious black and white. Most records were in glorious monophonic. And this ministry in downtown Fresno opened its doors for the first time. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno. Well, of course, since 1955, just about everything has changed. One thing that hasn't changed, the mission of the Evangel Home of Fresno, being a blessing to women and children in crisis in the name of Jesus. And you've joined us for Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice from the Evangel Home. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
It is my privilege once again to come back to Jerry Brenneman's office here at Evangel Home, our little program we call Heartline. In the past, we referred to it as the RV of Evangel Home, the radio voice. It's not a recreational vehicle, it's a ministry vehicle. But Jerry's here, she's the director, and Judy is here. Judy is not the director, but we're going to find out just what Judy is and what's going on in her world. So, Jerry, why don't you take over and give us an introduction, and we'll find out about Judy.
You know, wouldn't that be a wonderful kind of fun interview, though, to have Judy be the director for a day? And then you could come back next week and interview her and see how we're doing. We would just trade places.
I would love it.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know.
Judy Almighty, huh?
Yeah, right. She'll walk around saying things like, "Do you know who I think I am?" That was one of my, I have to tell people, I do not introduce myself as Jerry Brenneman, the director. The women will figure that out soon enough. There's no point in it. But I had to tell a couple of women one day something, and I guess I hadn't introduced myself properly. And one of them later said to one of the other people, "So who does she think she is?" So that was always kind of my guess. So who do I think I am? Is anyone listening to me? Do you know who I think I am? Anyway, Judy knows who I am. She knows who she is. And one of the things that I have been very drawn to Judy for is that she has taught us some things in a very soft way. Because I think in any place like this, Jim, it can be chaotic, it can be crazy. You have people coming and going. You have staff changes. Judy came in the middle of staff changes and two staff members were sick, and we had so many people in the morning shift. And she came to me one day and said, "I'm trying real hard to do my best. I'm not making these mistakes on purpose, and I don't want to get in trouble or get yelled at." And, you know, we do not want to treat the women like they're children. And I know sometimes that comes across when we're just trying to restore order. And then you have the constant change of staff on her shift for a while and people giving different answers. So I really shared that with staff about we have to always remember these women are not trying to break the rules. And we give them, you know, 20 pages of rules and expect them to know it. And then there's another 20 that we haven't written down. Those are the surprise rules. Yeah, so it's, you know, we try real hard. If God gave us the 10 commandments, we really should at least be able to boil our rules down to 10. Mm-hmm. And then everything else in there, we need to have grace. This needs to be a place of grace. And Judy just really made me remember that. Hmm. So, Judy, how's that for an introduction? You're the teacher, if not the director.
that's pretty good.
Okay, Judy, you're in the crisis?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's back up. As we've said many times, women don't come here because life's a bowl of cherries.
Right.
So there was difficult circumstances. Where you wanted to tell us about that. What has your life been up to this point?
Oh, my goodness. My life for the last 5 years has been... my husband was trying to find, get some disability going for his life, and had been denied 5 times, and have lived with many family members and friends for 5 years. And it got to the point where I became physically ill and was unable to be my husband's caretaker. And so we had to separate ways, which was very, very hard for my life because, you know, he's my husband, but we had to separate. And I just felt this was a safe place, and I just knew God was here, and I knew I'd be taken care of and, find a better place to go and move on to.
Okay. Most of the time when I'm talking to someone sitting in that chair where you are, there's been some issues of poor choices, substance, physical abuse. Any of that in Judy's background?
Yeah, the choices and decisions, there is definitely repercussions and consequences to your decisions in your life. And I really feel like if you don't go God's direction and go by his leading, you can get off on the wrong path and not do the right things. Mm. Definitely.
So do you have a church background? Did you grow up?
I do. I go to West McKinley Assembly of God on McKinley and Marks. I've been going for 10 years, and I love my pastor and his wife. They're awesome.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So how did you hear about Evangelhome?
I have a cousin. Her father's a minister in the area, Victory Life Center. He told me about it. Then my cousin and my sister also looked up the website, and she was just so impressed by the godliness and how they let God be in control of everything that happens here. She called me and said, "That's just the place for you. I really know it is." And I've been praying, and I really feel that's where God's leading you.
Okay, so you called here. What was that? What was that phone chat like?
I was really nervous the first one. She was like, tell me your situation a little bit. I was a little nervous, but she made me feel really at peace. She said, call back, we'll let you know what we have available in about a week, and they got me in. So it was great. It was awesome.
So did somebody else drove you here and dropped you off?
My cousin did. My cousin dropped me off, so.
Well, that's got to be a little disconcerting. There's got to be a little anxiety there, mm-hmm. opening a new chapter and not knowing what's on that next page. So you knocked on the door, somebody answered the door, you walked in, looked around, and you thought?
I was a little nervous, to be really honest. She went and sat down and discussed over the house rules and different things with me, and I was feeling a little anxious about things because I've never been in a homeless shelter before, so I wasn't quite sure what I was getting into. But once I got in and got settled in and I started going to chapels and stuff, I felt a lot of peace, and security, and I felt comfortable here.
Now, how long have you been here?
3 weeks, yeah.
You also came in the day that, and I don't know if she's still here, the young lady with the abuse and the guy looking for her.
Yes, ma'am.
Is she still here?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen her. But I remember Judy and this other young lady who I won't name right now came in about the same time. Mm-hmm. And the young gal is young enough to be Judy's daughter, my daughter. And Judy took a real mama hen role and protected her, and not in a codependent kind of way. Come to me, honey, and I'll fix all your problems. But just kind of running interference for her. And I remember we were on lockdown that day because we had some strange guys wandering around outside, and this woman inside saying that, she had been stalked and all that. We had no idea what was really the truth. And then we had this constant parade of different staff members and Judy spinning in circles saying, "I'm just trying to follow the rules." So I could see where when she first came in, it might have been a little chaotic. Yeah, it really was.
It was.
And I just have to really applaud the women who can come in, no matter what the chaos is like in here, Jim, when they come in. It cannot possibly come anywhere close to the chaos they're leaving, except that they know the chaos they're leaving.
Right.
And they really don't want to step into a whole new batch of it. And so, again, I just have to really commend Judy for sticking it out through that, too. She came in. If we could do anything to discourage someone to leave, we probably were kind of practicing on you, Judy.
Oh, no.
Okay, that didn't work. Let's try this.
So.
Yeah, now we're going to serve you some real crummy food.
No, I had lunch here last week, and it was phenomenal.
It was, good.
It
yes,
was exceptional.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree, yes.
That was good. Well, Judy, normally the crisis home here is a 28-day stay, and you're roughly a week away from that. What are your thoughts? What are your intentions?
Well, I have three paths I can go. I'm really trying to get involved with Crossroads, which is a program here. I really feel like my whole life I've been a giver and a caregiver, and I feel like the Lord is telling me now it's time for him to do some inner healing restoration in my life. So I would like to be able to be involved in the program itself, or that would probably be my first priority. But then also, I'm still going out looking for jobs and searching and being aware of what's out there also for work. So that'd be
okay. Are you getting encouragement from the staff here? Or they giving you some counsel and help?
Awesome house managers. They're just really there for me. They're so positive, and they really back it up, you know, what they say, and I really appreciate them a lot. Yeah.
All right, Jerry, this is a little bit of an unusual situation that, that Judy is out of the ordinary from what we frequently talk with on the air. What do you see down the road for Judy in her decision-making process?
She's making good decisions now. I don't know what kind of decisions she's made in the past, but the fact that she has stuck it out in church for 10 years, she knows she has a support. She hasn't left the church. The fact that she has some good, positive family, that's another avenue of connection for her. I think she can be okay. I think if she gets this rough patch smoothed out, it's going to go a long way to helping her in the future. Now, she's a little bit maybe out of the ordinary for Crossroads only in this moment. Mm-hmm. We always have had one or two people, maybe Judy's age, maybe her situation, over there. Every year we will have somebody like Judy over there. So my prayer right now, Jim, for Judy and many like her, being an older, how old are you, by the way?
53.
Older, that she's not, you know, here with two little kids kind of. But the whole job market is so messed up, as everybody knows. And one of our goals with all of our Crossroads and Garden graduates is to get them in the workforce. Mm. And when the workforce is the way it is right now, what do you do with, what does Judy do with her life? Let's say she's here for 9 months or even 2 years, and at the end of that, she is ready to go. What does she go to if there are no jobs? Mm. I just think that's the scariest thing in the world. When I look at some of the young moms who are on getting cash aid and food stamps, and they're getting, you know, maybe they're getting $300 a month or something. It's like, how do you do that? How do you ever think past impulsive, right now, survival kind of situations? That's so we want to take Judy out of that. But, boy, the job market right now, I think it's just going to be a killer.
Well, my listening friends, I think that the takeaway from this little chat with our new friend Judy is we really need your prayers. There's a lot going on here. There are lives in disarray. There are people in place to give help, and of course, God is the helper. But be in prayer for us, because there's just a lot of decisions to be made. Jerry, we're just about out of time. We do want to talk about the banquet. It's coming up September 25th. 6:30, and this year at Tornino's. Mm-hmm. It's not downtown, 5080 North Blackstone. So give us a call, and that's what, $30 a seat?
Yes, yeah. And we will be sending out invitations the week of about August 22nd. So we will send individual invitations.
All right. So put it on your calendar right now, please. Tuesday, September 25th, 6:30. And as in the past, we make a real effort to make sure you're out at a respectable hour. Jerry says she's leaving the room at 8:45. So the party will be over. She will be the Pied Piper and lead you to the parking lot so you can get home and get a respectable start on Wednesday. Judy, nice
thank
to meet you.
Thank you for your time.
Jerry, always a pleasure.
You,
and my listening friend, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Keep us in prayer. Kim, your turn, and we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline. Online, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code is 264-4714. We'll talk to you again next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.